بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال upon the authority of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari رضي الله عنه that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا أتاه سائل أو طالب حاجة that whenever the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was approached by a questioner or a beggar أو طالب حاجة or a person in need, qala, he would say to the rest of his companions, ishfa'u tu'jaru, intercede, meaning intercede on behalf of this person, and you will be rewarded. وَيَقْضِي اللَّهُ عَلَى لِسَانِ رَسُولِهِ مَا شَاءَ and Allah will ordain whatever He wills upon the tongue of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This hadith has been collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. In this hadith, the hadith of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would be in a situation wherein beggars would approach him and questions would approach him and other people, men and women, would come to him in order to fulfill a particular need. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would turn to his companions and he would say to them, ishfa'u tu'jaru, intercede on behalf of this person and you will be rewarded. And al-shafa'a is when you yourself may not be able to help a person, however you may use your authority or your influence with another person to encourage that other person to help this person. So for example, a person comes to me and he says that I need charity. And let's say I personally don't have money with me to give charity. So I can say to him, look, I will speak to somebody else on your behalf and inshallah he will give you some charity. And this is called a shafa'a. And the sharia, it encourages us to help other people, whether we are directly helping that person or if we're not able to do that, then we use our influence or our authority to get somebody else to help that person. And this is called a shafa'a. So there is reward in you directly helping that person. And if you're not able to do that, then there is reward for you making shafa'a, meaning interceding on his behalf in front of somebody else. And both of these things are mentioned in the Quran. So you yourself helping somebody from your own money, for example, this is sadaqah, this is charity. As for shafa'a, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, مَنْ يَشْفَعْ شَفَاعَةً حَسَنَةً يَكُلْ لَهُ نَصِيبٌ مِّنْهَا that whoever does a good shafa'a, meaning whoever intercedes and uses his influence to get somebody else to help another person, then he will also have a portion of the reward. And this is what Ayyul Ikhwa builds communities and strengthens each other and helps each other. And this is what the sharia, our beautiful sharia, this is what it advises us with. That either you help the person if you are able to do so from your own wealth, and if you're not able to do so, then perhaps speak to another person who may be able to help that person. And even though you haven't given the charity, but because of your shafa'a, you also have some reward. And the same goes to giving advice. So if somebody comes to you and says, I want advice regarding a particular business, for example, and you have no clue and no experience in that business, the sharia tells us that you can say to him, look, I know nothing about this business, but go speak to fulan and fulan because he has experience about that business. And either way, you have helped that person and you have some reward. هذا والله أعلم صلى الله على نبينا وسلم وبالله التوفيق.